This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For tens of thousands of students in Wisconsin, their first full semester in college has been characterized by dorm quarantines at their schools, waiting on the results of COVID-19 tests, and a whole lot of social isolation. Rich Kramer reports on how some of these first-year students have found a sense of community and the mental health risks the pandemic poses to young people.
When Mackenzie Miner moved to UW-Eau Claire's campus in August, she hoped her first year in college would bring lots of new social connections. Instead, she says spikes of COVID-19 and quarantines of multiple dorms left her leery of fellow students at the beginning of the semester.
So it was like, oh my god, I'm like sharing a bathroom with all these people where I literally like don't know where they've been. Like that sounds awful, but like it's like weird. I don't know.
Miner's dorm was never quarantined, and she says those anxieties faded with time. For her, college life has meant takeout meals in her room and online classes on her laptop. She was tested for coronavirus every other week and lived with heavy social restrictions. Miner says older students in her band classes have reminded her of how unusual this semester has been.
And they talk about it like, oh, we used to go do this when we could all be together and like stuff like that. So like there's like that little taste of like, that's what normal was supposed to feel like.
UW-Milwaukee freshman Amanda Holzer thought about canceling her dorm contract, but ultimately took the plunge and moved to the campus of more than 24,000 students. She says it was really intense, knowing it would be hard to visit home once the semester started. As it draws to a close, Holzer says she's starting to feel a sense of community on campus.
It's just been difficult, like, because obviously I can't just, like, go to class and meet people in class. Most of my classes are online. And like a couple of them are actually like pre-recorded lectures. So I actually don't know who's in my class at all.
The decision by the UW system and other Wisconsin colleges to bring students back to campus this fall was criticized by those who said it would inevitably lead to more COVID-19 infections. Early in the semester, photos circulated on social media of crowded campus bars in places like Madison and Eau Claire. For many students, being on campus felt like an important part of their college experience, even if that meant living with pandemic restrictions. But for some, the pressure of being separated from their peers has taken a toll. Sandra Cox is the director of the Student Counseling Center at UW Oshkosh. She says they've been seeing a student in crisis every hour. And Cox says students with very different histories are feeling the effects.
If somebody already had a tendency towards struggling with anxiety or depression, we were seeing that the pandemic was bringing an increase to that. But the uniqueness that we're seeing is we're seeing a lot of students who never experienced any of these symptoms in their life prior to this pandemic experience.
A study at Texas A&M University found more than two-thirds of students surveyed there reported increased anxiety this semester. Nearly half reported symptoms of depression. Researcher Farzan Sasan-Gohar says almost 90% of students that were interviewed said the pandemic has increased their feelings of isolation.
Over half of those said their interaction levels with friends has decreased, and that's a major stressor.
Robin George is a first-year student at UW-Madison. She's felt socially isolated at times. She says her advice to incoming students this spring is to leave the dorm at least once a day.
I've had weeks where it's like school is stressful and you just want to stay inside and it's just not a good mental health situation. So making sure that you're still getting outside and making social interactions, get involved with extracurriculars, that's a good way to meet people.
The students say they appreciate the COVID-19 precautions their universities have taken, and they've still found ways to forge social connections. At UW-Milwaukee, Amanda Holzer says she and her suite mates text each other the results of their COVID-19 tests every week. That's not something earlier classes of college students had to worry about, but they want to know that everyone is healthy. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.